I was born and raised in Camp River, live in Camp River. I'm 53, and I've seen 9 cougars in my life.
And I'm
in the bush a lot hunting.
That's a lot of cougars.
Well, you have moved into an area. The Vancouver Island is the highest population of cougars in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Like, that's not just one of those facts you tell people at a bar. That's, like, legit?
No, that's legit. Having said that, I mean, as the deer populations are dwindling out in the bush, and we're seeing more domestic deer in and around town, the cats follow them in. And then once they follow the deer in, and they start noticing that, hey, people have, you know, small dogs and cats in their backyards and stuff, yeah, I mean, they become easy prey.
But I mean, even the smaller dogs, they can't be worthwhile, can they, to a big cougar?
Anything that's living is a meal to them. They are a opportunistic animal. They will do what they can to get a meal.
So how do you prevent a cougar attack?
Be aware of your surroundings. I would join. There is actually a really good Facebook site. I don't know if it's in Cordy, but it's definitely in Camp River. It's a bear and cougar sighting site. So there was one just posted the other night up on Steelhead Road here in town. You know, pictures and saw a cat going through someone's backyard. If you've got small animals, I mean, definitely have them on leash in a sort of a semi-rural backwoods area. I wouldn't be letting them run free. Carry something with you, whether it be bear spray, a big knife, a big stick. Don't let it control you. Don't be paranoid, but be prepared. And trust your spidey senses. When you're walking and all of a sudden you get that weird feeling tingling in the back of your neck, kind of going, something doesn't feel right here. Stop, look around. Human beings have an amazing sense for sensory stuff like that we don't pick up on, but it's there.
Especially if you walk around with big bags of catnip, you probably shouldn't be doing that, eh?
Probably not so much. 98.9 The Goat.